Beloveds, welcome to night one of our Devotional Woman Workshop, Holy Activation. It is wonderful to share this space with you as we enter into the secret place of God, together in holy devotion. We're inviting God to commune with us. We are inviting God to be with us. We are inviting God's presence to fall on us. We only want God, power, truth, life, goodness, and strength, and all of God to fill our hearts tonight. This container is holy ground and the dwelling place, the holies of holies, the royal chamber. And we are entering in and sharing this space with God, and we are forming a circle with our hearts lifted open, with our minds ready, with our spirit saying yes to all of God in our lives. We only want God. This is the place where God dwells. This is the place where God abides. And this is the place where the Spirit of the Holy God lives and moves and lives and moves and have its being in us. And as we are the living temple of the Holy One, of the Holy God, and as we gather together in royal devotion, and opening our hearts and minds to being fully activated by the power of the presence of the living God that dwells, that lives, and that is expressed in us. So God, we press into you. God, we only want you. God, we lift our hearts in worship to you. We lift our lives in reverence to you. God, we press into you until we are changed fully and completely, until we are shifted, until we break through, until we see all of your power displayed in our lives, until we see the fullness of your grace in everything we do, until we see the power of your glory in our world, until we are experiencing the power of the life-giving power of all of who you are. God, we press in. We press in and stay. And we ask you to come with your holy oil and begin to pour it into our hearts so that our lives will be the full expression of your beauty. God, we press in. We press in and we enter your throne room and we bow down before you. God, we press in. We press in with the passion to see all of you fill everything we do. God, we press in. We press in until we see a breakthrough in our lives and in the world. We press in until we can touch you, God, until we are face to face with you, until the living light of your presence shine on us. We press in until lack is released from our lives, until all bondage and slavery is broken, until all chains that may bind us is broken. We press in. We seek your face. We seek your ways. We seek your heart. We seek your guidance for our lives. We seek you so that we are revived. We seek you so that we are refreshed. We seek you so that we are renewed. Renew us, God. Renew us now. Renew us now. Renew us now. Come now with your power and heal the broken pieces in our hearts, the deeper layers in our hearts. We want all of God within our hearts, fully, wholly, filled with the eternal truth and the everlasting spirit of you. We press in to you, O God. We press in to you, O God. We enter into the secret place, Most High God, and we press in to you right now. I want to teach you about commanding a space in God by living in the energy of the chamber consciousness with God. That is, you come away with God and meet with God, and you create a sacred space for this. Now, as a woman with a devotional template, your chamber is your place. And I want you to invite this consciousness within you about your chamber being your place where you are to create with God. It's the place where you come into God's presence and allow for the power of the Spirit of God to move on your behalf. In this series, you are activating and practicing a sacred devotional space where you are engaging the space with a sacrifice because you're moving beyond your comfort of sleep and your comfort zone and instead offering your time and energy for God to move in your life in an incredible way. So you can have an invitation in your heart right now. God, I press in to you. God, I press in to you. I press into you and I enter into this chamber space with you right now. So historically, women who come into the chamber with God and persist with God in the chamber leaves changed by the presence, and the presence is what you want to have usher in your life so that your life is touched by this, the presence. You want the presence in your heart. You want the presence in your relationship. You want the presence in your love life. You want the presence in your family life. You want the presence in your home. You want the presence in your money. You want the presence in your body. You want the presence in your business. You want the presence in your career. You want the presence in all you do. So we are going to invite this principle. And what we're doing here is inviting this principle to commune with us through this exchange and sacred offering. And without this chamber experience, many women find themselves feeling barren and thirsty and striving and stressing and wired, addicted, and fixed on the lower principle and or lower aspect and not on the high principle itself. So as you come to know that you are the lover and God is the lover of your soul and come to the true beloved, your first one, your first beloved, your one. And you are the priestess in service to God, and God is the power in service to you. Make a note within yourself I am the priestess in service to God, and God is the power in service to me. And begin to say, I am going to lay my all on the altar and release giving my heart and devotion to anything that isn't in mutual devotion to me. And I'm going to see that I do not lose my devotion any longer. And I'm going to go all the way with God. So God, we ask that you help us as women to no longer lose our devotion and ourselves in anything. Not in a man, not in people, not in friends, not in things. That we no longer give up our devotion and stay suffering and hungry because we are now choosing to renew our hearts tonight back to you. I want you to know that your heart was made for God and holds the key of power within it when it is creating with God in the chamber. So you want to make a note about the chamber. And as you move from the outer courts and busyness and distractions, you move into the chamber and into the inner court. I want to invite you to understand that your heart was made to worship. And this has always been your longing. Your heart was made to worship and exalt. And that as a lover priestess, we may have given our worship to things and or people that does not reciprocate this back to us. And this is where your heart has been feeling the bleed. And as you come now in renewing your heart once again and saying, yes, God, I will go all the way with you. Yes, God, I will put you first and raise you on the throne of my heart. Yes, God, I will continue to create a space for you. Now, God's power can move in your life in a stunning way. So tonight, we're going to explore the holy activation, the power of God descending and quickening our spirit. I'd like for you to open your heart and your spirit to this. The power of God descending and quickening your spirit, unlike anything you have experienced before. And so we're going to call forth the power of the living God to quicken our spirit now. We call for the Spirit of God to begin to move now. We say, God, come and activate our lives now. And you can say it after me and just repeat it within yourself, your heart. God, come and activate my life now. I receive all of you. I want to come alive in you. And as I'm sharing this with you, you can also allow for yourself to receive the activation deeper and deeper within your soul by moving into the acknowledgement within yourself that wants to come back into communion with the Holy God. By moving into saying, I take the idols off the altar of my life and I place you and only you on my altar. I want your glory to fill my heart, and I want your healing power to flow in my heart. Come, God, come now. Fill me now. Activate my life now by the power of your Spirit. Come, God. I call you and all of your power in my life. Activate my spirit with your power now. Come, God. I call you and all of your power in my life. Activate my mind with your power now. Release me, God, from any resistances and blocks I have in my life. Forgive me for forsaking my heart, God. I want your holy oil to fill my life now. I choose to let go of all that does not serve me, and I choose to release anything that is standing in the way of feeling your full power in my life. Activate my life now. Allow for your heart to tune in and say, activate my life now, and let your presence, let your holiness abide within me. God, I want a breakthrough in my life so that all of heaven lives in my heart. I want a breakthrough in my life so that I create with your glory. I now call the power of the living God to dwell in me. I now call the power of the living God to come and receive the holy activation from the power of God. I now call the power of the living God to be in my life now. I now call the power of the living God to be in my mind now. I now call the power of the living God to be in my heart now. I now call the power of the living God to dwell with me now. So as you keep pressing in, allow for your spirit and your heart and your mind to feel pressing into the spirit and the power of God, to feel yourself pressing into God. We're going to enter into a meditation for deeper activation. So I'd like for you to tune your heart, tune your mind, tune your spirit into this, and bring your awareness to your breath. I invite you to inhale, hold for 3 seconds, and release. Now bring your awareness to your body and scan your body from head to toe. I'll give you a few seconds for you to move your awareness and connect with your body. Visualize inviting the presence of God in by connecting with your God consciousness. And feel the connection. I'm going to hold the time for about 10 seconds. Now, if you can, place your hand on your heart space with the invitation for the presence of God to fill your heart. You can say, God, I invite you to fill my heart now. Visualize seeing God inviting you to come and meet in a holy chamber. This is a sacred space where you are entering into, a secret place that is only for you and God. Now feel the presence of God filling you and calling you to come into the beyond. Visualize seeing that God is calling you to come into the chamber. And visualize seeing that God is calling you to come into the secret place. Now visualize yourself saying, "Yes, God." As you rise and meet with God, and you are now in the presence of God. As you are meeting with God in the chamber, you're going to come back to your sacred vow. I'd like to invite you to feel within yourself any places where you may have abandoned your vow and see yourself asking God for forgiveness and returning back to God. You can say, "God, my sacred vow and holy devotion now belongs to you. Let your power help me to reclaim the parts of myself that was stolen, parts of myself that I gave up. Now see yourself allowing God to help you reclaim your sacred vow. Inhale into that space. Hold for 3 seconds. And release. See yourself allowing God to help you come back into your true devotion. And inhale into that space. Hold for 3 seconds. And release. See yourself allowing God to fill you to overflow with His unconditional love. Inhale into that space. Hold for 3 seconds. Release. I invite you to connect now with the golden living light of God and take a few moments to feel the connection. Now see your heart merge with the heart of God and see the golden living light of God fill your heart. I'd like for you to hold your awareness on this for 10 seconds. As you keep your connection to God consciousness, see yourself in the throne room before God. I'd like for you to feel this deeply. See yourself bowing before God in the throne room and feel this deeply. Hold this awareness for 10 seconds and print this in your body while you hold this awareness. Receive the power of God activating your life fully and say, "I receive this holy activation. Receive the power in your decree and decree. In the name of the I am that I am, I activate the power of the living God in my life now. I'd like for you to bring the energy down now into your root chakra at the base of your spine. Feel the connection to being grounded and inhale into that space. Hold for 3 seconds and release. You're going to bring your awareness back to the sound of my voice. Let's move into a deepening of your devotion. I'm going to share a few steps around this. Step one, to deepen your devotional energy and remap it, you must move out of the old dysfunctional devotional energy to mortals and suffering. In order to move out of the old, you expand your comfort zone. And this is a part of the expansion with the midnight energy. So if you want to see anything significant change in your life, in your money, in your business, with your partner, your spouse, or anything you want change in, you cannot keep creating with the same energy within that space. Your invitation is to go beyond and into the beyond. And so you must go beyond the current energy into a higher place. Help you begin to remap your devotion. You're going to create a chamber space. You're going to make it your sacred place, your sacred space. This can be anything like an altar, your bed, a special room. And your invitation is to go to that place as your place and visit that place with the one purpose of spending time with God. And so for this series, you chose a time, for example, like 12 Pacific Standard, and for your time, it could be different. But for when you are going to go inside of this space with your personal chamber time, you can choose a time you want to have for your container. And usually, if I'm going to go into my devotional chamber, I map it out, for example, 30 minutes inside that space, and or 1 hour inside that space, and or 2 hours inside that space. You can choose also these mini times, for example, 3 minutes, 7 minutes, 10 minutes. So choose your time and set your time and stay in that chamber space for the duration of the time and use the energy of pressing in. Similar to how I was pressing in earlier. For example, God, I press in to you. Pressing in is an energy that helps to break through things, right? Break through resistances. Break through that sort of disconnect in your energetic body. So you use the energy of pressing in. God, I press in. I press in to you. And you also use the tarrying energy. This is a holding on to God, an intention, a feeling, a desire to hold on to God in a way where you're not going to let go. You're going to stay with God until your time closes in the chamber. And you're going to keep pressing in and staying in and holding God and pressing in and staying in and holding God and pressing in and staying in and holding God until your time in your chamber closes. And so for your chamber time, you can choose a certain hour of the day, but I highly recommend that you choose midnight, 5 a.m. or noon, because these are time portals where the shifting over of consciousness and energy takes place. So here's a little bit about midnight. I shared this on my Facebook post. Why midnight? So midnight is a historic portal where breakthroughs takes place. It is the shifting over of consciousness from the previous day into a new day. It is also where restoration and renewal happens. So every time you enter into a portal, you are shifting over into renewal, restoration, breakthrough. You're shifting over into anchoring a certain power within yourself that is beyond your own strength, that is beyond your own might, that is beyond your own energy. You want the power of God. You want a signature energy that is very different from your own. And as you learn to press in, you will actually begin to feel the signature energy, because that power and that presence and that spirit of God will now fill you and fill your life and fill your heart and fill your mind and fill your body. You will feel the shifting over of that presence as you press in and as you use the consciousness of the renewal and the restoration energy to allow for that to happen. So if you want to experience massive shifts in your life, you're going to enter into a portal space where you can access what I call the divine first code of power. The divine first code of power to create the new. I want the old gone from my life. I remember when I was pressing into that place, I wanted the old gone from my life. I wanted a new thing from God. I wanted a new breakthrough to happen. I wanted God to break through in my life, to bless me. And so in the example of what I shared in the workshop, or the call that I did before, was I would stay in that devotional space. I would stay in the chamber and I would say, until you bless me, I will not let you go. I will not let you go until you bless me. I will not let you go until you bless me. You must bless me. My life must change. My life must be different. My life must be blessed by your presence. So that is entering into the chamber and pressing in and staying in that place. So learn to create a midnight chamber space, or the examples that I shared before, in your life at least once a month, and press into this space for at least 1 hour. If you press into this space for at least 1 hour, if you come away with God, if you come to seek the face of God, if you come to deepen your devotion to God into that space, your life is going to change. And this is a part of why we held this series at midnight, because of the power and the space of the portal and the shifting of energy that can happen in that space. So this also accesses and activates your lover priestess code, your energetic body that desires to be in that communion space, that desires to be in that chamber space, that desires to be in that space of worship, that lover priestess code of service. And it helps to recode your devotional template if it's broken and patterned along the incorrect frequency. You want to move away from having consistent devotional crises in your life, and you want to come back into your code of devotion and you want to move into that space deeply on a regular basis. So once you're in the chamber, start with a 7 minutes movement of your energy of pressing in, right? You go in with God, and if you have to repeat yourself over and over again, for example, God, I press into you. God, I press in with my heart. God, I press in with my mind. God, I press in with my soul. God, I press in with all of me. You see, you press into God. And you can start with about a 7 minutes movement of pressing into that space with God when you're in that chamber space. Press in with God. Press in with your heart. Press in with your mind. Press in with your being. Press in with all of you. And then you can begin to tarry. And tarry, once again, is when you're using one sentence to move into deeper layers of energy. And you're speaking it out loud with an awareness as though you are seeking God for the breaking through, or as though you are demanding God to change. You're demanding that God change this in my life now. You're wanting God to shift something in your life. So an example of that, this sentence you can use in your tarry space is the decree you learn in the Holy Activation Meditation. Example, in the name of the I Am That I Am, I activate the power of the living God in my life now. In the name of the I Am That I Am, I activate the power of the living God in my life now. In the name of the I Am That I Am, I activate the power of the living God in my life now. And you keep tarrying in the name of the I Am That I Am. I activate the power of the living God in my life now. So you stay with that decree that you repeat over and over again while feeling where in your life you want God to move. For example, if you're having the intention for God to change your money, you focus your intention on this. If you're having your intention for God to change your love blueprint, your relationship, you focus your intention on this. If you're having your intention for God to change your business, you focus your intention on this. And if you're having your intention for God to change your business, you focus your intention on this. If you're having the desire for God to heal your body, you focus your intention on this. You focus your intention on this. So once again, in the name of the I Am That I Am, I activate the power of the living God in my life now. As you press in and as you tarry, your language is probably going to change. It may be that you also say a variation of this. Like, in the name of the I Am That I Am, I activate the power of the living God in my money now. In the name of the I Am That I Am, I activate the power of the living God in my relationship now. In the name of the I Am That I Am, I activate the power of the living God in my family now. You stay with the decree. You repeat it over and over again. And this is a form of tarrying, staying with the presence of God, staying seeking the face of God, staying with your heart on God and holding on to God and not letting go until God blesses you. Wonderful. I'm going to go back to the lines here. Beautiful. Wow, it's amazing having so many of you on the lines. I'm going to open up the lines now to see if you have your question. And just give me one moment here. So press star 7 if you'd like to share. Actually, let me go to the interactive. Press star 6 to, let me see here, press star 6 to mute. And if you'd like to share, go ahead, or you can raise your hands as well. If you like, you can raise your hands and or press star 7 to talk. I'm putting it back in the Q&A so that I'm mindful of the background noise. I'm going to check the chat box as well. Wow, wonderful. I love it. Amelia, God, I press into you with my heart, my mind, my soul, with all of me. God, I press in. It's beautiful, Amelia. Demanding God to change something in my life, commanding in the name of the I am that I am, I activate the power of the living God in my life now. Wonderful, wonderful. So if you have any comments, you can also press star 7 to talk. Any comments or questions? I want to ensure that you can all see how to press. Okay, go ahead.
It's Lulu. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
It took a little to unmute. I don't know what was happening there. Oh, what a beautiful container to just feel embraced in. I just feel both the depth and the breadth of resting here. It's beautiful.
Wonderful. Yeah, it's like a soaking.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a soaking of the presence of God and just being filled with all of that. What was one of your main takeaways? Did you want to share anything that...
I guess, like I'm usually very visual, but the visuals weren't probably as concrete as I thought they would be.
Mm-hmm.
It was much more textual, if that makes sense, like, you know, sensory, very sensory. I loved the gold coming into my heart, and the decree felt like, it kind of felt like I knew the decree, like it was some memory I was inviting in. So yeah, just a deep embrace and a real depth to it. So
mm-hmm.
Yeah, beautiful. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, you're so welcome. Wonderful. Thanks for sharing. We have about 10 more minutes. Yeah, you're very welcome. I want to open up the space to see if you have any questions about your devotion and even any shares around your devotion. And what it's been like for you with your devotion and now desiring to move back into coming into that place with God. So feel free to press star 7 to talk and go ahead and share and or ask any questions around your devotion. I'm also going to check the chat box. And if you have any questions, you can feel free to also post them here. I'm just saying hello to everyone in the chat box. You should be able to see me there. If you're having any problems with getting on the line, also let me know in the chat box as well. Okay, wonderful. I'm going to just share a little bit more for us as we come into a space in our hearts and minds and wanting to flow so deep within who we are as devotional women and wanting to restore that back. What we are doing here is such a holy thing. We are inviting the power and the presence of God to descend in our lives in a deeper way. And it's almost as though it is the thing that we were born to do. It is the thing that we are here to do. And as you deepen inside of this within your own heart, within your own mind, within your own energy, as you practice pressing in, and as you practice tarrying and creating your devotional container, you're going to see how the external things in your life begins to change. This is the beginning of something beautiful. This is the beginning of something royal. And this is the beginning of something good. Because what you're saying here is that I want to see God and only God. I want only the face of God, the hand of God, the power of God in my life as primary. And I want to come back into that place with all of myself. So I want to applaud you all for being here tonight and for being in that space and holding yourself in such a powerful, beautiful container where so many things can shift for your life. And as I am sharing, I'm still inviting you, if you have any questions or comments, to feel free to press *7 to talk. Maybe some of you can't talk right now because it's really late. And if you can, that's good. And if you can't, that's okay. As you deepen into that space within yourself and remap your energy into that space, I'd like for you to and invite you to practice moving your energy back through the meditation, because I'm going to post a replay. And just allow for, even if you're not going to be able to follow the steps, just allow for the energy and for yourself to soak in it, right? Allow for yourself to be immersed in it. Allow for your heart to feel the presence of God consuming you. Allow for your heart to feel the presence of God saturating your spirit and bringing your heart back into the unified place that it was always meant to be. The heart that operates with power and the heart that operates with the anointing of God. And the life that expresses that in everything that you do. And as you move deeper and deeper into that place, you're going to feel deeper layers and deeper shifts begin to take place within you. You're going to feel your energetic body anchor into a deeper and deeper space because you are coming back to the original point of the principle that gave you your devotion in the first place. I'm going to invite you to share. If you can press *7, go ahead. If not, I'm going to move into closing the container. Want to meet into this space and just soak in for an hour and then allow for yourself to just rest in it, rest your heart in it, as you move from this space, allow for yourself to just rest in it. And even if you can't remember everything, just allow for yourself and your mind to just be with the energy of this space. Don't feel that you have to do anything. You don't have to get lavish with anything. Just allow for yourself to just be in the space of receiving fully and potently and just be in this space. Okay, wonderful. I'm going to open up the lines. I'm just going to press here to see if perhaps if you were trying to get on to share and you were not able to. Okay. All right. The lines are open. Does anyone want to share at all? Any takeaways and or ask any questions at all? All right. Okay, I'm looking forward to seeing all of you again tomorrow. It's a lovely place that we've created right now. If you were trying to ask your question and you couldn't get on to ask your question, feel free to email me and I can perhaps ask a question and then answer it on tomorrow night's class. And I am so grateful for your presence and for all of you being here. I am going to have the replay up as soon as I can, probably in the next few hours or so. Have a beautiful, beautiful evening, if it's even your time, beautiful morning and or beautiful rest. And thank you again so much for being a part of this workshop and this process. I look forward to deepening in with you in our next class. Thank you, everyone.